I'm Lori Harden.
And I'm Tommy Harden.
And we're Lost Hollow, and we're listening to Lee Williams.
We are just grains of sand, and we fall from heaven's hand. Days of life like drops of rain, no two alike, yet all the same. So here we are with two roads meet, blink of an eye, yet so complete. Our moment comes and then it's gone. Here's a song to take you home. So here's to you and here's to me. Let's raise a glass to what may be. We shared a smile, we shared a tear, we let our cares all disappear. Tomorrow we are who we are, tonight we're strings on one guitar. So with one voice, let's sing along, and here's a song to take you home.
Okay, well, I'm backstage at the Bedford in London, and we have with us Laurie and Tommy Harden.
Hello. How you doing?
How are you?
Very good. Now, we briefly met, well, we didn't actually meet, but we booked you for the Vamos Festival, which was, I think, 3 years ago now.
It was 3 years ago.
And you were absolutely amazing. I watched that, and then I think the year later you did Black Deer, the first Black Deer.
We did.
And I saw you do that. That was great.
Oh, we loved it. We loved the Black Deer Festival. Yeah. We weren't able to come over this year because he was with Alabama, playing drums, the band Alabama. But boy, we sure hope to come back over to do the Black Deer again next year.
Tell me about yourselves, because obviously you're married. Mm-hmm. You've got a few children, I understand.
We have a lot. We have a half dozen. We have six children. Two are with us. One is playing with us tonight, Lily, child number four.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then Rowan will probably, our 12-year-old, will help with our merchandise.
But you're ever so busy because you're a leading musician, used to be Reba's drummer, and you've just been playing with Alabama, as you said, and you're on the road all the time.
Yeah, and then when I'm in town, we have Lost Hollow, and then I also do a lot of studio work playing.
There's a lot of studio work around town. So played on different records and lots of demos, and he stays busy.
Yeah, it's like keeping plates spinning in the air, so lots of plates.
But you also find time to write some good songs.
We do. We love to write. In fact, honestly, about half of this record, the new record, Looking for Happy, we wrote by ourselves. But we did some wonderful co-writes with people, Tim Frazier and Jason Matthews and
Don Rollins,
who
wrote 5 o'clock somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We love to write with Don. He's in Texas a lot, so we don't get to write with him. But when he comes into town, we always make time to write with Don.
Yeah, he always tells people that he writes his best stuff with us, so we love writing with him.
Yeah.
You've picked up a few awards recently, the best new Americana band and all those type of things. What other awards have you picked up?
That was a surprise. That was the Indie Music Channel, which apparently has 8,500 plus artists on their website, and we won Americana Band of the Year, and we won Upcoming Band of the Year,
mm-hmm.
and no one was more surprised than we were. So,
a pleasant surprise.
So do you always go out as a band, or do you go out as a duo as well? Or
we do everything. We go out as a duo, just he and I, because he plays everything. You know, he'll look like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins with all the things he has on him. Seriously. And he's trying to get me to learn the guitar, but why? He does it all.
But you have brought back the ukulele up to the front. I've seen it and heard it.
Yes.
Well, I have a funny story about that. When I bought the ukulele here, and it was the Joe Brown model.
Okay.
So we were playing at the Basement in Nashville, and our drummer at the time was a guy from, I think, Manchester. His name is Nigel.
Right.
Trying to make break into the Nashville music scene. And he came up to me and said, "Tommy, I want to introduce you to Joe Brown." And I picked up my ukulele and pointed to the headstock and said, "You mean that Joe Brown?" So we got to meet him.
We did.
And I said, "Here, take this thing and play it." And I
want to He's a great guy.
He's funny. He's a funny man.
Very funny, yes.
Yeah.
So that was a highlight. We enjoyed that.
A lot of energy. But we like the ukulele. And it just fits on that one song so beautifully.
It's a lovely song. I've played it a lot on the program. It lifts me up because a lot of Americana music can be miserable.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I've heard that said before. But it's nice to have some happy Americana music.
Which is rare. A lot of our music is not happy, like everybody else's. Our songs are about devastation and heartache.
We have people that say that there's no in-between with our songs. They're either devastation or ecstasy. So we named our little indie record company Angstasy.
Okay, a bit like Marmite.
If you,
not many Americans get that, but you've obviously been here enough.
Yes, that's true.
I tried that one time.
But Happy is, it's funny because it's a different story for different people. It's a song about the journey of getting yourself out of depression and being happy, finding the little things.
The song was actually born out of her sister going through postpartum depression, and she went through 100 days of Happy on Instagram, and Lori came up with the idea to write the song,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we wrote it.
I'm Lori Harden,
and I'm Tommy Harden,
and we're Lost Hollow, and we're listening to Lee Williams.
Daisies swaying free in the breeze, the birds in the trees are singing along with me. I'm just looking for happy. Sunrise lights my smiley face clock, sliding in my socks, I pour my first cup of tea. Just looking for happy. If you are of our happy. Comfort chair, pages where wizards and knights have magical fights as the rain taps so tepidly. I'm just looking for happy. Shoulder, drinking the moment the sun falls into the sea. I'm just looking for happy. Yeah, I'm just looking for happy.
Now, a good friend of mine and yours is Rachel Warwick and Dave Warwick.
Love them so much. We'll be seeing them next week. We're very excited.
How did you guys meet?
We met 10, 15 years ago. Rachel was in Nashville working on a record, and he played drums on it.
And, of course, me being the Anglophile, that, you know, I know more about England than a lot of Brits do. And I just said, I want to go to England so bad. I had never been to England at that point. And so we just kept in touch. And over the years, and then when we made our first trip in 2012, she was, you know, very instrumental in helping us find a place to stay and helping us over here. And she's just amazing.
Lovely people. We really missed you at the retirement party a few
we
months ago.
We were so sad that we weren't able to make it. Yeah. I mean, beyond. That was the one thing that we were hoping to do, and then he had Alabama dates, and then they got canceled because Randy got really sick. So we could have made it.
But they didn't cancel till like literally hours before the show, right. So we couldn't make it happen. No. But we were so bummed about that.
Yeah.
When did you start being a duo?
Well, we were working on... We've been writing for a long time.
When we originally came to Nashville... to be a duo, and back then it was music was very separate. It was very Garth Brooks and Clint Black, very
cut and dry,
had to be cowboy hat,
country, way country,
and we're not country.
No.
So it was that thing of, well, once I'm established, you know, we're as a drummer and making money, then we'll do our thing. And then of course life happened. You know, we kept having kids.
We weren't going to have any kids. We ended up having six.
My goodness.
Yeah. And now, of course, that's like backing up over a hit and run victim, you know, having six kids.
I can't imagine having six kids.
I can't. No, I can.
You have to get used to the phrase, can I have some gas money?
Yes.
We did a record for Lori. She just wanted to do a record, you know. And we happened to throw a couple of duets on the record and started passing them out to people and just got an incredible reaction. People were like, you guys really need to be doing this. This is amazing. So that's how Lost Hollow was born. We did our first record in probably 2011 and have been really just kind of slugging away at it ever since.
I'm Lori Harden.
And I'm Tommy Harden.
And we're Lost Hollow, and we're listening to Lee Williams.
Oh heart, please forgive me for giving you away. I thought you and I had found a safe place to stay forever. Oh heart,
Didn't know he wouldn't handle you with care. Drop and break you into pieces everywhere. Just give me time to put us back together. And oh, I can't tell you when, but oh, we are gonna mend. You do your part, I'll do mine, and we will make it through the night. If you just keep beating, I'll keep breathing. Oh heart, what I could do if tears were turned to glue. I'd fix you up and we could love like new. If you wanted to, but that's just wishful thinking. No, I can't tell you when, but oh, we are gonna mend. You do your part, I'll do mine, and we will make it through the night. If you just keep beating, I'll keep breathing.
We're here until the 30th, about 2.5 weeks.
So you're going to get out before the 31st when Brexit, whichever way it goes.
Our reasoning was it's Halloween in Nashville, and I have a 12-year-old that insists he thinks he's going to be trick-or-treating. I have a feeling he'll be sleeping.
it'll be a big Halloween here on that night.
Yes, it's going to be Halloween for you guys,
yeah,
too. One way or the other.
His time clock will be 6 hours ahead. So come trick-or-treating time, it'll
be
3 o'clock
be like,
in the morning.
So. Yeah, he'll be asleep.
Yeah.
So
when you get back, you have Halloween, and then you get back on the road again, touring again?
We have several dates. We're doing some local dates. We're doing the Bluebird twice in Nashville. And then I may, hopefully, be having knee surgery. So I've got a really bad knee, and I need to have it replaced. So this would be a good downtime for us to...
Yeah, we're going to take a couple of months off.
To do that.
And let her recuperate from that.
Figure that'll be my Christmas, you know. And then hit the road in January.
So being a session musician, I mean, you must be on call all the time. You're probably on a list that, you know, when there's a session comes up, is Tommy free?
Absolutely. And there's a surefire way to get work, to get studio work, and that is you book a trip to the UK. You're going to get work, hands down. I have gotten called so much during this trip. There was one that was a 3-day project, and I was like, I can't do it. I'm gone. Can you move it?
No. But you're getting calls for when we get back, so it's fine.
Yeah.
So tell me a couple more songs. We've talked about the title of the album. Give me a couple more tracks and we can play them.
Well, we seem to be getting a great reaction from Oh Heart. Mm-hmm. So we're headed to Wales tomorrow We're going to be actually staying in Dylan Thomas's house in Wales for 3 days. We're going to get some video of that and our reaction walking in. They want us to video it.
Oh, yeah.
And then a friend of ours that was in the movie Saving Private Ryan is shooting two music videos for us, and one of them is Oh Heart. And so we were literally going to be on the same beach that they shot Saving Private Ryan, and there's a castle ruin there on the beach. It's just supposed to be just spectacularly beautiful. So Oh Heart, and now I'm drawing a blank. What else is on the record? Well, Song to Take You Home, we did a video.
We did a video for that here.
Last year with an artist by the name of Dominic Halpin shot that, and we shot that in a super giant stately home called Thornton Manor up near Liverpool, and that one just turned out so beautifully. We got like 70 or 80,000 views on Facebook on that one. Oh gosh, it's like saying which kid do you want to talk about when you talk about songs.
You haven't loved, so it's like having a
got
your own EP.
I know let's talk about Shine On. So Shine On, we were doing a crowdfunding thing a few months ago, and one of the tiers on the crowdfunding was you could write a song with us, and then at a certain price point you could get a guitar vocal demo, and then at a higher price point you could get a full band tracking of it with the A-Team session players. And so she grew up in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. So a friend from high school called her and said, I want to buy the full band tracking thing. I want to write this song about a woman named Sansi Shaw. She was a mother of four, beautiful woman, athletic soccer player.
Teacher in the town.
Teacher, a well-loved teacher. Christmas Eve was hit by a four-time convicted drunk driver and killed. And her daughter, her six-year-old daughter, was in the car and barely survived. And so he said, I want to write a song about this. And we're rolling our eyes thinking, how are you going to write holy crap. It's like, this is so.
But he said it has to be a positive song.
So we ended up writing a positive song. We found out that they had a campaign going on in Steamboat selling hats and T-shirts that say Shine On. And when they told us that, we were like, well, there's the title of the song. So we wrote Shine On in like 3 hours, never thinking that it would ever be on the record. You know, we just never even considered that. We fell in love with the song, ended up putting it on our record. We were able to, the family was just a very beautiful looking family, and they would, as a family, star in these real estate videos where, you know, they'd try and sell this $10 million house, and they'd have this, you know, mock family living in the $10 million house. So we were able to reach out to all of these videographers, and they sent us all the raw footage from these shoots, and so we were able to build a music video with Sansi in the music video.
Ooh.
And we got, the day we released it, and we weren't even going to release it, it just was a happy accident, because we had some folks over here tell us that August was National Drunk Driver Victim Awareness Month. They said, you got to put Shine On out. So we did. When we put the video out on Facebook, we got 10,000 hits in 8 hours. And Reba found out about it. She reposted it. And to the last that I've seen, we're up to 300,000 hits on Facebook. And it's just a beautiful, moving video about this vivacious, you know, woman, and she's actually in the video. So it's quite amazing.
Okay, well, we're going to finish on that song. And Lost Hollow, thank you so much for talking to us today, and looking forward to seeing your show later.
It's
thank
a
you.
Pleasure. Thank you for
such
sharing your time
thank
with
you so
us,
much.
And we hope
thank
to see
you.
It at more and more festivals here.
I'm Lori Harden.
And I'm Tommy Harden.
And we're Lost Hollow, and we're listening to Lee Williams.
You would capture every heart from the moment they met you. You could always see the best in everything. Your fierce eternal faith and your family you embraced has shown us just how dazzling your love can be.
with them now. You left a hole in our heart we'll fill with precious memories. And the flame that was always you will never burn out.